Good day to you. This is Paige Estrotori with your daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today, we bring you an array of stories making headlines in Australia's business arena this Wednesday, the 1st of May, 2024. In our first story of the day, increasing calls for a revision of the cyclone insurance framework can be heard nationally. The Australian Consumers Insurance Lobby, steered by Tyrone Shandiman, is advocating for a more equitable distribution of insurance costs. As the current government-backed insurance scheme is up for review, and not surprisingly, areas traditionally unscathed by cyclones, such as Sydney, may expect influences on their insurance costs. The ongoing parliamentary committee hearings further intensify debates concerning the inclusion of flood coverage and the handling of sky-high premiums associated with properties valued over $20 million. Moving to financial market news, Australian equities closed with shaky hands following inflation data. The surprise inflation increase for the March quarter sent the S&P index down marginally and reduced the RBA's likelihood of an interest rate cut from 80% to 19%. Despite turbulent market conditions, some victories were won, with financials experiencing gains and Westpac taking the lead. Nonetheless, varied responses echoed across sectors, significant losses noted for Perpetual and Kogan due to declined sales. Transitioning now to Victoria, where a legislative inquiry report has criticized the slow pace of insurance responses following the October 2022 floods. Calls have been urged for set response times from insurance companies to quicken recovery efforts, as struggles of slow procedures and insufficient support persist in flood-affected communities. These continuous barriers not only aggravate financial burdens and distress, but also heighten emotional trauma for policyholders. A final report discussing this is slated for July 2024. Last but certainly not least, in our financial news roundup, a noticeable plunge has been observed in the Australian share market. The S&P/ASX 200 dropped 1.4%, with suspicions of an imminent interest rate hike taking center stage. Sector-wise, industrials and major banks like Commonwealth Bank of Australia, National Australia Bank, Westpac, and Australia and New Zealand Banking Group weathered losses. Notwithstanding these market jitters, companies like Newmont and ResMed enjoyed the fruits of positive earnings reports. That's all from me today. As always, for more on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, head to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This has been Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, and we'll chat again soon with more updates and insights from the Australian financial services industry.